In Parshas Kitetze, in the middle of the Sedra, we have a din, which I hope doesn't come up too often, where there's a relation to the husband and wife which goes sour. Actually, there are a number of different descriptions in this Sedra of details between the husband and wife relationships, some of which are not always so great. There's a Gitna here. But the particular reference that I'm talking about now is the Parsha of the Motzi Shemra, which appears in Perek Chof Beis, starting in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Torah says as follows, Ki yikach ish isho va alehu sneya, a man takes a wife and he comes there, then he hates her. And the Torah goes on to describe that he comes up with a whole accusation against her, claiming that she's supposed to be a basura, she's supposed to be a virgin, women of a man, and it turns out she wasn't, she misrepresented and so on, and she wasn't a virgin. So the Torah goes on in these tzukim to say that there's an investigation, and the father says it's not true, she was a basura, she is a basura, she was a basura, she came to him, and so on. And it turns out that he was fabricating the story. So it says in Pasuk Geches, they take the man and they punish him, and it says in Pasuk Geches, he's fined. There's a knas, a penalty of 100 silver, 100 pieces of silver, a mea kesef, 100 silver shekels, right, a mea kesef. The nostal avianar, it's given to the father, ki hotzi shem ra al besuas Yisrael. Because he has slandered, he has spoken ill of this, the slander against this woman, a perfectly fine woman in terms of her being a besuah virgin. And furthermore, the low CLE shall you call a shalcho koyamav, and he has to marry her as soon as she wants to, and he's not allowed to divorce her forever. We spoke about that particular piece many years ago, but that's the issue of a motzi shemra. What's interesting is, and this is what I want to speak about, the topic of tonight's here relates to the issue of lashon hara. It's interesting, the Torah never says, you're not allowed to do that. The Torah just says, if this happens, here's the punishment. The guy fabricates his whole story, so here's what happened, he's punished. But it's never formulated, at least explicitly, as a law. It doesn't say, you shall not speak ill of a woman and so on, slander a woman, and if you do, here's the punishment. Very interesting. The Torah just sets
up the something like that.
It's in question.
You're about to lie, mm-hmm. And I'm warning you that if you lie, mm-hmm. How would you know he's about to lie?
Good, good, right, okay. But maybe you have to tell before the wedding. Don't say if it's not. So there's ways you can come up with it. But the point is, it's never exactly formulated a lot. The furthermore, we should just note right at the outset that when we speak specifically about Motzi Shemra, so it's this situation we just described, which kind of gets its nickname from the fact that it says in Pasuk Yutes, Ki Otzi Shemra. Again, this is Perichov Beis, Pasuk Yutes, so Ki Otzi Shemra, Albusulas Yisrael. But when we speak about Motzi Shemra in general, it's not only this limited case of a man making such an accusation against his wife, but anyone who spreads false stories about somebody else is also in the broader category of a Motzi Shemra, which is a form, or related to this, of course, of Lashon Hara. The Rambam tells us in Perek Zion of Hilchos Deis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam actually speaks about different types of Lashon Hara, which we're familiar with. It says in Perek Zion, Halacha Beis, Ezehu Rochel, what's a Rochel? Katar says, Losar, it's a Rochel, what's a Rochel, a gossiper? Zeh Shetoim, Dorm Vaholech, Mizel, Zeh, this is a guy who goes around, running around like a peddler. Omer Kachomar Ploni, you hear what this guy said? Kach v'kach shamati, this is what I heard. Right? He goes talking to people, Kach shamati, I heard about so-and-so. Afav Yishu Emes, even though it's true, he might be telling absolute truth. But that's a rochel, that's this a rechilus. Right? So go around telling stories that have no benefit. Now, sometimes there are benefits, but sometimes discussions, we know, you know, when it's permissible to to say it, it has to be a toilet, it has to be something positive that emerges from it, whatever. So, but that's a different point. The point is that there's an issur v'chilus, and the issur v'chilus is to go around telling people it could be 100% true. Then it says, it's bad enough. Yesh avon godom yizad mo, there's even a greater issur, and that's a hu b'chlal lav zeh, which included here too, v'hu lashon hara, that's plain lashon hara, v'hu ha-mitzaper b'gnus chaveiro. That's when what you tell is detrimental. Rechilas, even if it's not detrimental, you're neutral, but tell, I heard this, someone told me that, because it doesn't have to be negative. Lashon Hara is when it's negative, when it's causing the person some type of loss, whether embarrassing the person, or a financial loss, or a loss of an opportunity, and so that's on a stop and begnus chaver, afa pi shomem, that's again, even though it may be true, 100% true, but that's still...
So Rechilas doesn't
cause a loss.
Not necessarily,
And definition of Raman is Lashon Hara causes a loss.
Right, right. Now, there's some discussion. Doesn't necessarily mean a monetary loss, but it means it's negative about the
loss in stature.
Right, or embarrassment. Then, okay, Havo HaOmer Sheker. Someone who spreads lies about somebody, that's Nikra Motzi Shemra Al Chavera. That's the Motzi Shemra, which is not true. They just fabricate stories about somebody. Okay, anyway, that's how the Rambam formulates it.
Is Rambam put in gradations of, I don't know if it's necessary, but in gradations of which is a greater Avlo.
Well, he says Lashon Hara, that's when he says Yesh Avon Gadol Mizad Maod. He speaks about it pretty strongly. You know, that's even worse. And the worst of all, of course, is to lie. Now, what I want to look at to begin with, and really come around to the very end, two different types of Rechilas or Lashon Hara. We'll lump them together for the moment. We'll see why. But our starting point for that is actually the question of what's the Ashara? Where is there a warning? Where does it exactly say? It does say in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Serech Rachel Ba'amecha. That we do know. But where exactly does it say you shouldn't speak Motzi Shema? Where exactly does it say you shouldn't talk in general Lashon Hara? It says Lo Serech Rachel. Does that include everything? What exactly? That's not my question. That's actually a question which is raised by the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Memvav. Okay. Raises the question, and it points to a pasuk in our sefer. Read the pasuk first. The pasuk says, in Parak Chav Gimel, pasuk Yud, the following story. It says, "Kishtete machana alayvecho." You had a Kohen in a camp, set up a camp against your enemies. It was a battle, right? It says, "V'nishmarta mikol davaro." Guard yourself from anything bad. That's really guard yourself against anything evil. "V'nishmarta mikol davaro." Okay, now. The Vilna Gaon in the, I didn't bring it with me, but in his commentary on Shir HaShirim, the Vilna Gaon has an explanation, you know, that this is specifically during the time of the battle. You have to be on guard, you know, to get anything bad. But that's a simple explanation of the pasuk, is that it relates to out in the battlefield. But the Gemara has the following interesting discussion, and Ksuba, as I said before, Andav Memvav. The Gemara asks, the question I asked you before, namely, where do we find the Isser, in terms of an Azhara, warning a lot regarding this prohibition? Again, this is Ksubas Af Memvav. Let's find it here. Yeah. Ask the Gemara. Azhara. Azhara Lamotzi Shemra Minayim. How do we know? Motzi Shemra. Now here they have to be talking about Motzi Shemra. Okay? But even the broader Motzi Shemra, Azhara the Motzi Shemra Minolon. Where do we find that there's an Issa Motzi Shemra? Avalaza Amar, Milo Selech Rachel. Avalaza says that's included under the general prohibition, Lo Selech Rachel. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Mivinishmarto Mikol Dalara. Rabbi Nosson learns that it comes from this here pasuk in our sefer, which at first glance, as I said before, seems to have nothing to do with, it says guard yourselves in battle, right? But nonetheless, Rabbi Nosson says that's the mokum, nishmarto mikol dovara. How did it come to mean that? So the Rashi points out, nishmarto mikol dovara, the chol mokum, this is based upon a Gemara in Erevin, it says, chol mokum, Shenemar Hishomer Pen Val Eno Eloso. Whenever the Torah, sometimes the Torah will say Hishomer Lecha, or will say Pen this, lest that happen, or Al. But it doesn't formulate every law in the form of Lo. Don't do. A lot of times it does. Lo Signov, Lo Sinaf, Lo Sana. I read many times. V'chol Melacha Lo Lo Sana. So a lot of times it formulates it Lo. But sometimes the Torah uses other words, and the Rashi tells us here, and the Gemara tells us, and it's quoted in a number of places that what. Ever it says Hishomer Lecha, or Pen, or Al, that's also the same thing. That's also a lot. That's what Rashi says here. So here, he uses the form of Hishomer. He says, V'nishmarta Mikol Dovara. So that implies, says Rashi, explainer of Nosson, that there's a lot here. It's not just a good piece of advice, don't, out in the battlefield. It's telling you something much more extensive than that. V'nishmarta, there's a lot in this picture. V'nishmarta Mikol Dovara. That's the Isser of Lo Selech Racha. Now you raise the question, what are we, I'm sorry, the Nishmat and Kol Dovara, the Isser of Motzi Shemra, that's the Azhar HaKort of Nosson. So Machlokas, the Belazim of Nosson. But what is the source of the Isser of, in terms of the law, the formulation of the warning not to be a motzi shemra? Now, why you need a specific warning, so I didn't bring it with me, but the Pnei Yehoshua explains here in the Ksuvus, in one of his explanations, Pnei Yehoshua says, because usually there is no malchus, right? Usually it's a law of shame of malchus, but we know the Gemara learns out from the Psukim, it said the Yisro, so remember I said it said you have to pay, but it said that the Moshe Shemrad is punished. It doesn't say that, but the Gemara works out that it needs malchus. So it's malchus, then it has to be, there has to be a formulated law in order for malchus to be in effect. Okay, so the Pnei Yehoshua says that's why we have a, you know, the Gemara has to make sure that there's actually a source. But it's interesting again, if Nosam, that's his source, the Pasuk in our parish in Shmart, and Nicole Babara, actually, the Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer, in the Sefer from which he gets his name, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. So the Sefer Chavetz Chaim is divided into a couple of parts. So the part which is called Hilchos Isuri Loshon Hara, in Klal Aleph, or Hilchos Isuri Loshon Hara, in its comments on the bottom, a lot of people don't appreciate that. It's a very lumdish Sefer. Of the time. People think it's Musa. It is Musa, but it's very Lundish. It goes to Shonen.
Very technical.
Very technical. Right. Much more technical. Much more Lundish. I mean, it works out. You show them in time. But anyway, so in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, in Klal Aleph, this is Yisur Rosh Nara. So it mentions Osir Rocham Rechaz. He explains on the bottom the Be'er Mayim Chaim. He says, Kain Kosov Ramat Paragzayim Lechaz Be'ez Asmag and so on. That's the issue of Mesaper Begnus Chaveiro, somebody speaks negatively of somebody else, Afo Bishol Mehemes. The after the Ksubas Lo Nizka Ratu Az Harla Motzi Shemar Shu Chomo Mikol, Bibnei Yishu Dvar Sheker. And even though, says the Chavetz Chaim, you might think that Lo Selech Rocha Bamecha, the way the Rav Nosson explains it, right, the Nosson, not Amir Rav Loza explains it, that's the source of the Isser of Motzi Shemra. So you might think, okay, that's Motzi Shemra. What about, that's the worst, because that's, you haven't asked before, what's the great nation? That's the worst. Telling a lie about somebody. So how do we know about Stam slander, or even saying something negative about somebody, or Shnahar and Rechilis, which are lower levels, bad enough, but lower levels? He says, the whole time, Mikom Mokom, Ein Kavanos Gemara Lahotzi Stam Shnahar Rechilis. Doesn't mean, no, that since the Beleza learns that the Pasuk of Loselech Rochav Amecha is a source for Motzi Shemra, that means anything else not really included in that Pasuk. That's not what it means. Okay, and he brings various riots. It's all included in one thing. Okay, it means a couple riots in the Gemaras, and he says it goes on Lashon Hara Rechilis, and therefore, Karakta Kavanos Hagamar B'Ksubus Ukemosha Kasavla, the Motzi Shemra Mechlal Lav Zelonach. It's all part of the same Isser. But again, that's according to the Shita of Rav Elazar. Rav Nosson learns the Isser of Motzi Shemra, the source for the Isser of Motzi Shemra from our Pasuk. How does our Pasuk serve as a source? Okay, so the Rashi explains the Mishmarta, so that's formulated as a law. But again, what's it taught? Where do you get them? The Mishmarta Nikol Dovar Ra. Right, to guard yourself against anything bad. Maybe it means guard yourself against eating treif, or guard yourself against, you know, whatever other issue can come up. Who says it's got anything to do with, with Lashon Hara and speaking badly about somebody with Motzi Shema? Again, assume the Chavetz Chaim is right. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says, it includes everything. So Mestama, his pasuk also includes everything. Fine. But how do you see it? So evidently, and we'll see in a moment a marker for it, evidently, when it says, when Ishmartam, he called Dovar Ra, there's a play on words with Dovar and Dibur. Okay, which is something which we have elsewhere. We'll see some things inside. But just earlier in the Chumash, in last week's Sedef, in the Tarek Yud Zayin, it says, so it also mentions the term Kol Dovar Ra, okay, there back in the Parsha Shoftim, and it's talking about Karbonos. Lo Sizbach Lashon Kecha Shor Vaseh Sheyeh Bo Mum. You're not allowed to offer to Hashem any carbon which has a certain blemish on it. Okay, and the Gemara discusses which blemishes disqualify the carbon. Then it says, Kol Dovar Ra. What does Kol Dovar Ra mean? So Rashi, in the last week, says, Rashi says, Kol Dovar Azhara, Lemethagel Bekodshim, Al Yidei Dibur Ra. Now, you can destroy a carbon by just having the wrong machshava, or saying that this carbon, I'm going to eat it in an improper time, or whatever. That word, that's called Tigul. Okay, so improper place. So it says, Rashi says, Dovar, called Dovar Ra there means Dibur Ra. So in the stomach, and we'll see in a second, someone says it outright, that it's the same prohibition here, the same learning, the same derivation here. And the Shmarta, we call Dovar Ra, it would not so learn, we call Dibur Ra. Okay, and out on the battlefield is, you know, it's not a Daytona only on the battlefield. It's talking in general. So that's the opinion of, as we said, of Reb Nosson. Now the Gemara goes on. Back to the Gemara. Ksubas Menzog. Now the Gemara goes on. And Myers in the other room.
Myers in the other room?
Yeah. So the Gemara then says, so ask the Gemara, Reb Elezer, my time alo Amar, Mehai, why didn't Reb Elezer learn from the Pasuk in our Sedra? Why did Reb Elezer not derive it from the Pasuk of an Ishmael called the Barah? So he says, because he already uses that source for a different Isser, namely that which is formed of Pinchas Nyar, when he shmart them, he called Dover Ron, our person, he called our Pinchas Ben Yar, al Yahara, Adam Ayom, Yavel de Tumah Belayla, famous Gemara. A person shouldn't think certain types of thoughts in the evening, and he'll be Mitana himself to carry at night. Now, if you're thinking about it, he does certain things during the day, but then, you know, we all know, when you go to sleep, so your mind sort of plays back what you did during the day, a certain thoughts you had during the day, so a certain person shouldn't have certain machshavas during the day that will lead to tumah, tumas carry is referring to at night, and that's called, that's what it means. Nishmar to mikol davara. That's the opinion of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, and therefore says the beloved that pasuk is already used up. That pasuk nishmar to mikol davara is used for that answer. Okay, Rashi explains. Shalo yahara biyomi with a tumah laila. How does that fit into the pasuk? So says Rashi, the samach le kiyeh b'chayish. If you look in the Pesuk in the Torah, I shouldn't have closed the film. If you look in the Pesuk in the Torah, these, you know, you have to look at everything in context. Okay, when it says in our parsha, when Ishmartam we call Dovara, so when a person goes, you know, going out to battle, says you be careful, as we explained before, the very next Pesuk Yud Aleph says, talks about Yedachoisha Shelo Yetor Mikre Lilo, a person who becomes what we call a Balkari at a seminal mission. So we yotzukutamachan, he goes out of lachas, become Torah, okay, fine. But the point is the two pasukim are juxtaposed. So therefore, says Rashi, that's the where Pinchas Yar says. You mishmartim kol davarah. What's the kol davarah? The next pasuk. Person has carry at night. So that's the formulation. In fact, the Rashi and Avodah Zarah were the same. That's where the member of Pinchas Ben Yar is. The Rashi and Avodah Zarah says it even more clearly. Rashi and Ishmael to the Kol Dovara, the Samach Lei, Kiyed the Chayisha Shalay Tor Mikrei Laila, the Kamazir Lei, Li Shomer Shalay Dei Ilayama Deka. The first pasuk says, guard yourself, so you don't come to this problem, you don't have this problem. Anyway, that's what Rashi says. So Mamela, the Reb Elazar says the pasuk is used up, and therefore I need a different pasuk for Moshe Shema, Neimel Oserach Lacha Omecha. Fine. Continue the Gemara again back to Subas Mem Vav and Aleph. The Gemara now asks Reb Nosson, my time alone am I. Why didn't Reb Nosson learn from his pasuk Oserach Lacha Omecha? He said, no, Ahu Azhar LeBezdin Shelo Yerach Lezer B'Kosh Lezer. That's talking to Bezdin. They shouldn't treat one litigant softly, the other litigant more harshly. Okay? What does it mean? Rach lezeh, says Rashi here. Rach lezeh. The rochel loshon rach li tiyeh. To play on words, rochel, rach is soft. So that's how Reb Elazar says he has a different, Reb Nosson says he has a different lima from that pasuk. Okay, a Gemara too. How does that pasuk, by the way, come to teach anything about a judge? So again, if you look back in Parshas Kedoshim with those super appear, in Vayikra Parakir test, so again, you look in the context, the pasuk right before, Lo Seif Rachel Bamecha is pasuk Tazayim. Okay, the pasuk right before is Lo Sasu Ovo Bamishpat. Don't the pervert justice. So the mayor, don't favor the poor. Don't show more reverence for the greater of the litigants. Judge everybody fairly, equitably. And right, this flows one to the other. So Nosson says, I use that to say that that's part of the instructions to the judge in dealing with the litigants in court. As Loshen is, so that's the Gemara here in Ksubas. What's interesting, so we have for our purposes tonight the issue of Loshen Hara. Machlokas, what's the Azhara again from Motzi Shema? We always saw the Chabad Chaim groups them together, at least as far as those Sechloch HaLamecha is concerned, and we can say the same thing. So what's them for our Pasuk? The two Pesukim. Our Pasuk, our Parashah, Nishmartem Mikol Dovara, which we explained, like Rashi said in the last week, said the Dovara is Dibura, right? And he says, no, Sechloch HaLamecha. So the Achron raised the question, in the back of the Gemara you have different commentaries in the page. So the, there's one from the Mitzpeh Eson. Now they've arranged the people in the back differently. Yeah, okay. By Daf now.
Last person is the relative of Avital.
Was that right?
No.
Okay. Good.
What was his name?
I don't know. Looking for cats, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I have to look for the farm. Not sure. Okay. So the Mitzpeh Eson raised a very interesting question. Here again, in the Ksubis, it's commentary on Ksubis, Memvov. Where's it now? Here it is. He says, Vakasha, you know, Rav Elazar didn't learn, Rav Elazar of Nosan Amoroyim, they didn't learn like, they disagreed. Rav Elazar didn't learn like Rav Nosan, because he says the Pasuk in our Seder, Nishmartem Mikol Dovara, is used for the drasha of Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair says, Nishmartem Mikol Dovara, again, what does the Pinchas Ben Yair say? It means that you know, you shouldn't have certain thoughts during the day to prevent you from having a carry at night. Is a Tana, a Brisa. So ask the Mitzvah Eson, the Kosher, the Eich Polak of Nosan a Brisa. The Dorish Minishlata Shaloya Harer and so on. How did he reject that? No, the Zebulos is right. The Fosik's used up. How does Nosan, Nosan doesn't seem to help. Nosan learns, Minishlata Mikol Dovara means, that's the Azhar, that's the Lav of Motzi Shema. So it means, what does he do with the fact that it's a Brisa that says the other way? Yeah, that's a good kasha. No, the Beloz is right. Beloz pinned his rejection of the use of our pasuk for Pashas Gates on the fact that the Tana, Pinchas Ben Yair, learned something else in there. So how does it nothing? So he says, interesting. He says, Yeshloma, this really Ketana, this Sifrei, but Pashas Kiseite. He points us to the Sifrei. Kiseite Macha Evecha, the Messiah, Kishomer, called the Varah, Af Loshen Hara. The Sifrei, in our Pasha, I have it here, the very end of Simon of Pisca Reish Nun Dalin, it says Nishmartem Kol Dovara Shomani V'Taharis V'Tumas V'Maisos and so on. Well, Erva and various different things. What about other things? What is Zorah Shiv Domim Kilas Hashem Nishmartem Kol Dovara. At the end, the emphasis is to Shomer Dovara Af Lashon Hara. Again, the emphasis is on Dovara. Dovara Af Lashon Hara. So Mamela Mitzvayson says, look, it's true that Pinchas Ben Yair has his drasha, but Rav Nosson's safe because he's relying on a Sifrei Satanah. Maybe Tzorei Machlokes Tanoim, how our Pasuk is used. The Sifrei seems to learn from our Pasuk, when Shmartem Mikol Dovara, it says Aflosh Mora. So that's Rav Nosson's based on it. The drasha of Pinchas Ben Yair, they'll have to figure out some other way. Maybe it doesn't have a Mokka in the Torah. That's the Mitzvah Esam. Okay? Yeah. That's all we need from him right now. What's interesting is that I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyone HaShas here in Ksubis says the following. It kind of ties all the drushes together because it's not a good. What do we have a Machlokas Tanoim now? Huh? Maybe we do Machlokas Tanoim. How to learn the Pesukim because the Pinchas Ben Yair has his drusha. So where does, in other words, even if we assume that the Mitzvah Eson's right, that Rabbi Nosson is following the view of the Sifrei, that our pasuk indeed is Tomei Lashon Hara. So what about the issue of Hirur? You know, of so that's exactly the
one Ashara for two.
Yeah, so let's have you. Well, right, you can't have the same Ashara for two love, but he links them together. Here's what he says. He says, Nishmadiko de Barah, Mikan, Ayah, Adam, Yo, and so on, near Bainai. Yes, first of all, he says what I told you before. Yes, Lomar, the Darshu Dovara, Kamo Dibura. That's what I showed you before in that Rashi. Tobias Engel says in the Furish. Dovara is like Dibura. That's how we get it. That it's talking about Lashon Hara. Ayin Drash says, Vachem Lavin Vachem at Aleph. And so on. They quote other places where we have such a drasha. Now he says, Uksiv Mikol Dovara. He says, Nishmartem Mikol Dovara. He says the Ribui, so to speak, from the word Kol Dovara. Al Korchach Osel Ribuye, Dovar Shu Pachos Min Had Dibur. Let's assume the Dovara means Dibur. What's called Dovara? Or is something even lower than Dibur? To remark that something which would not be called Dibur. The Ein Lecha Pachos Min Had Dibur, Rak HaHirur. Hirur is low. Hirur is your thoughts. That's so to speak, lower in terms of violation. He didn't even do anything. He just thought. He asked before. I don't know what the guy's thinking, right? He says something, so he knows. We know what he says. What he's thinking, that's what the Dez Engel says. He says, Ein lecha poch me'adim ra'ka hirav al-kein dar-shu ha-hirav. Okay, so that's Rav Yosef Engel. So that's what he's saying, in effect, that they're not mutually exclusive.
I'm not saying that. Rav Yosef Engel is saying that there's a...
You can have two different drushes. He's not saying that. I think is what he means. You can have two different drushes, Mikol Davara, because it includes Dibur, Davar is Dibur, but the Rebo, Mikol, is what comes to include here. And as he's saying, Rav Nosson can agree, doesn't have to reject the Pinchas Ben Yair's position. He says it's expanding it. It's Mikola. Now you might think to yourself, you know, we don't have such a drush as Chazal. It's very nice of this thing as my opponent. He says, oh, we have an extra drush of Mikola. Okay, it's a good kasha. You know, and the fact that the Chazal sometimes tumor, how does this person make up his own drush? And it seems sometimes if they make up the drush, so to speak, it's a clever and it works in the psukim, but we don't really we're not mechadish those types of drush. But okay, those are right, regular.
But it's all. Well, fuck.
You can't have this
and conclude a new
halacha. Right, right.
But
right.
Even halacha,
you find a source for it. Okay, good. So that's, all of that is based on the Gemara Ksubas. Now, we could argue, we mentioned Chavetz Chaim before, we could argue that, again, the Gemara's kasha in Ksubas was only on Motzi Shemra. So we have a machlokas. Where does Motzi Shemra come from? Does it come from Nishmata Mikol Davara, Nishmata Mikol Davara, or does it come from Lo Selech Lacha B'Mecha? There's a parallel sugya that appears actually in the Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Maseches Peah. That's what happened in Yerushalmi. In the old, it's Peah Parak Aleph Halacha Aleph, in the Vilna edition, it's Avdalim Beis. Okay, in the new article Peah is based on the new Ozu Hadar pagination. Besides the translation in English, it's a different pagination. It's not in a different commentaries on the page. So there we have a slightly different formulation. Here in this pagination of Ozu Hadar, it's the page Ches, of Ches. So, someone just find it.
Of Vada, the one that became the Matifta, no?
What's that? Yeah.
So if you Yerushalmi, you've been quoted by Rishon, you try to look it up in our school, you're not going to find it.
Well, usually the reference to Yerushalmi is Parak this halacha, that very rarely says, they use that on Yerushalmi. And also, they also do print on the top of the page in small letters what this corresponds to.
In the Tidilam, in Ba'ilam.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Because it used to be, the truth is, the old editions of Yerushalmi were actually two columns on each page. So you find the reference to Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Dalet, or Amud Gimel, because it's the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Okay, that's the old edition. Very confusing, yeah. But anyways, just find the brush here. So it says, yeah, the bottom of this page of Chesmanal, it's a similar Gemara, but here it says, Azhara Lashon Hara Minayim. The Gemara Ksubas had it Azhar L'Motzi Shemra Minayim. Here in the Yishalmi and Peah, it says Azhar L'Loshon Hara Minayim. And it answers without mentioning the speaker, it says, V'nishmarto Mikol Davara. Period. That's Rav Nosson. Okay, it doesn't say Rav Nosson, but that's the answer Yishalmi gives. V'nishmarto Mikol Davara, the Pasuk Arasedrit. Then, Amar Rav Law. Okay, Rav Law, Lamed Aleph, it's probably Rav Eloy. Okay. I'm a Rebbe. Lo Tani Rabbi Shmuel Lo Selech Racha Bamecha Zurachilas Lashnar. There's a ton of the very small. There's Rabbi Shmuel who said Lo Selech Racha Bamecha. So again, you see that there's the same machlokas possibly earlier that's quoted here in Yerushalmi. Right, Lo Selech Racha Bamecha, and Tana Mechemish will take Kerocha Zem Mitmatin Rav Shozeh Lazev Rav Shozeh, like the peddler goes around. I've explained it before. Okay, so in any event, there's another possible source is the other pasuk of Lo Selech Racha Bamecha. So you have the exact same machlokas with different speakers in Yerushalmi here in Peah. Just as an aside to beef up the point that I mentioned before, the Arach Fulda, whose commentary, Relio Fulda's commentary is printed on the page in Yerushalmi, he says also, Mefurish, Mikol Davara Dibura. Okay, we didn't see that in the Bible. We saw this angle mentioned, and I showed it to Rashi and Chumash elsewhere mentioned, but he says, again, Dibura. And then the Gemara says an interesting thing. It says, Lo Tanei Bishmol, Lo Selcha Vomecha Zurechilus Loshon Hara. So some of the scholars have that to Chilos and Lashon Hara. The Shlomo Cirilio, the Rashi Cirilio, is printed on the bottom of the page in this edition of Yerushalmi and others in the back.
And here okay. The Chilos is not Lashon Hara.
Yeah, so that's the issue. So we've mentioned before, Chilos is not necessarily detrimental, Lashon Hara is, but he says, Benira, the Rosh Hashanah, not to receive a hafdalecha kamocha lekame. The Rosh Hashanah may come another source altogether. Inami kiksiv lo sel rochel atravayu mazir. It's possible means that the Azhara lo sel rochel bamecha is on both. They're lumped together, Rosh Hashanah and Rechilus. In any event, though, we do have at least one, shall we say, bona fide source, or one bona fide opinion, both in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi, that the Isser of Lashon Hara, that's in the Yerushalmi, or in the Bavli, but Motzi Sema, is actually rooted in the Pasuk Venishmarta Mikol Dovara. Okay, and we explained how it's not against the Rav Nosson, even if our Pinchas Ben Yorah had a different drasha, so we explained either Rav Nosson relies on the Sifrei to Machlokas, or like it is then, so it's possible to include them, and there's no Machlokas at all. What's interesting is now the following. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Nara Besula, not that well known, a very short sections of three Chokim, which appears in the Hilchos Kishas towards the end, I think right after Yibam Chalitza and the fourth Sota, easy to miss. So it says the following, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Nara Besula, Halacha Aleph. Hamotzi Shemra al Basishol, coming full circle to what we started with the Pasuk, the issue of Motzi Shemra and Arsadja. Hamotzi Shemra al Basishol, Beninza Hadover Sheker, right, a guy spreads this story, it turns out that it's a lie, Loker gets Malchus, Shenemar of Yisro, so I showed you the Pasuk before, right, the Azhar Shalom, Milo Selech Rochel Balmecha. The Rama mentions only that the Azara is Lo Selech Rochel Balmecha, does not quote the Pasuk of Nishmarta Mikol Dovarot. Then he says, in Osin Lavia, Mishkal Meyaslam, Kesef, and so on and so forth. He gives it on it, whatever. So the Kesef Mishnah on the side says the following, again, Paragimel, Halach Aleph. It says, Kesef Mishnah says, just a moment, yeah, here it is. He says, Umasha Kosov Azhara Shalom in the Lo Selech Rochel Balmecha, Shom, that's the source, he quotes the Mark Subis, the Ika Mandomar Hosom, the Azharte bin Mishmarta Kol Davara. There's another Mandomar who says, no, the Mokor, the Azhar is from Mishmarta Kol Davara. Komar, Dishomer, Pen Val, Enoel Lo Sasa, like we saw in Rashi, anytime they use the form of the word Hishomer or Pen Val, means it's a love. Rabbeinu Adifleil La Asil Lo Selech Rochel. Rabbeinu the Rambam preferred the drash of Lo Selech Rochel Mecha. Doesn't exactly say why. He says why? He says, to have a love mefurish.
Yeah, but it is clear he's driving a punishment from that.
Right, but
because well, that love lost the cold of our eyes, love should be a lot.
Right, that's
there will be no punishment.
Right, So we'll actually see someone may deal with that question in a second, but I just want to point out that the Kesef Mishnah says an interesting thing here. Even though we have a usual rule of that he shomer pen and al is a losaser, but apparently, at least according to this Kesef Mishnah, it's not as good as a punch or as powerful a punch as someone who actually is formulated as lo, don't do this. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam prefers that the mocker is lo selech rochem alecha instead of having to have a verb in Nishmarta, Yishomer means lo. Okay, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Okay.
But now we have to go back and see if it's really holding.
In every place, yeah. So, I forgot to bring the Chochmas Shlomo. The Chochmas Shlomo and Eben Ezer in Sinan Chav Gimel. Sinan Gimel says something else. The Kesef Mishnah, you're right, you have to check, does it really work, and again, the Gemara's usual lashon is, and over here it's a Rashi quoted, Kol Mokom Shari Shomer Pen Val Eina Ela Lo Saseh. I mean, it is a Lo Saseh, and you're right, we have to find, nothing comes to mind in this, do you have other places where it's both formulated as Yishomer Pen Val and as a Lo Saseh? I don't know, and you have to see if the Rambam Doctor quoted it. But that's the Kesef Mishnah says. In the Shulchan Aruch, thank you very much, in the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, in Simon, where did I say Simon Chav Gimel? Simon Chav Gimel. So this is in Hilchos Yishus. Says the following. The Shulchan Aruch says, just a second. Yeah. So this is talking about the Isser of Hotzah Zerah Levatol, which we spoke about before. Yeah. So the Chochmah Shlomo on this quotes from this Rambam, and he mentions the following towards the end of the piece on Siv Gimel. He says, He refers back to another statement of the Rambam. the earlier ruling of the Rambam. That Rambam we just mentioned before is, oh, I'm sorry, a different ruling of the Rambam. That's earlier. Okay, it's actually later. In Hilchos Isuri Bia, he refers us to Parak Chof Aleph in Hilchos Isuri Bia. Parak Chof Aleph Hilchos Isuri Bia happens to be Halacha Yud Tes, or Parak Chof Aleph. I'll find in a second. And the Rambam reads as follows. Bechain also adam shikshashmo atzmo das oyov de atzmo de hero, right? You're not supposed to intentionally arouse yourself and bring about hirurim, certain thoughts, and he says the and various other things of that nature are discussed over here, and the source that the Rama is building on all this is the pasuk of Nishmarto Mikol Dovaro, okay. Nishmarta Mikol Dovaro. So the Rambam uses the drush of Nishmarta Mikol Dovaro clearly the way Pesvan Yair. Right, that's how the Rambam in all these in these areas of so therefore says the Chochma Somo, that's why the Rambam didn't want to use the pasuk. The Ketzer Mishnah asks why he used the pasuk Al Sedech Rachel Amecha and not Nishmarta Mikol Dovaro. See, he comes up with a parrot, it's more of a powerful issue when it's formulated as a law. But the Chochma Somo says no, he couldn't use it because he already used it, for this other limud, you know, about Hirur and not to be Maharer and so on. So this is the drasha, so to speak, of Reb Pinchas, because he doesn't exactly spell out the whole law, but he spells out all the things which Reb Pinchas is talking about. So in Mela, that's the tarot of the Chochma Shalom. What's interesting is, I want to get to the punchline momentarily, but what's interesting is the Chikri Lev, in one of his tshuvas, Ibn Ezra Siman Ayin Vav, is also bothered by this. He starts off with a comment from the Tur. He says, Kosov HaTor, what is Svardi, Chazan, I think was the name, Yosef Chazan? Yeah, Yosef Chazan.
Chavon.
Yosef Abkhan Chazan. Yeah, Achron, yeah. Okay, but yeah, he's one, he has everything. You know, like all the, I don't know, I think there are 10 lines, he doesn't miss any of the famous discussions. So he says, he raises an interesting point. He starts off by saying, Kosov HaTor, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there will be part of it. Amotzi Shem Abusus Yovan Imtzad Av Sheker Lokem Shalom Tom. Lo Bia Rabbeinu Azhoros Motzi Shem Av Echa Nafik. The Torah doesn't need to tell you anyone where it comes from. But he says, Ulam HaRambam, Hilchos Nahar Besula, right? It says here, Beis Alev, it should say Gimel Alev. I'll correct that here. The Rambam, as we said, does have that as a source, right? There was a mention before, and he quotes the Gemara in Ksubas, all right? But he says, Al Shekashal Arbeinu L'chol Mona Mitzvah, Lama Lo Mona Lav Zeh B'chol Minyan HaMitzvahs, Shol HaHotzi Shem Ra'la Ishto, Shol HaMotzah B'Sulam. It's interesting. We may have a mocker. It's this pasuk, that pasuk, but it doesn't seem to appear in any of the, say, for, in a Minyan HaMitzvahs, in a Lav. Very nice that we have what it's, but it doesn't seem to appear as a Lav. Now, if you want to say it's generally under slandering somebody else, right? El Shenichabo Gam Kenas Arsman Shalisto, the Alpha Gav, your question, Elokan Alash Rucholos, Hocha Lucky, the Goli Krovi Yisru, because maybe you want to tell me it's your question, it's because Alash Rucholos, it includes many things, but here there's a Gerus Akosu, it says the Yisru so, okay, the Yisru so means, I read it in the Shet, they punish him as the Gerus Akosu, okay, even though usually Alash Rucholos, it's an exception, good. The chain here with the Ravenu Sefer Mitzvah. El Shekoshom and Masha Om Achsug Reb Nosan My Tamal Om Ha'ai Ha'hu Azhor L'Dayin Shol Yerach L'Zeh. Okay. Reb Nosan said learn from the Pasuk L'Salach Racha B'Amecha that what? A Dayin can't be soft on one and harsh on another. Yeah, that's what you learn from it. Bekoshol L'Zeh V'Igam Reb Lozeh Mapko L'Salach Racha Zikar Kro L'Av L'Hokes Shnich Bo Akati Akati Mosh Zosh Reb Nosan Reb Lozeh. If you want to say that, he could still learn because if we asked why didn't he learn like him, so he said so, but he could have learned about it if it includes more things. But oh, Kasha Rabbeinu Hilchos Deis Shemona Lav Nidoser Chochem Aragav Chaveru. In Hilchos Deis, I mentioned in the beginning, Raman Perek Zayin says Loser Chochem Amecha is the regular lav of what? Of Rechilus, right? The lav of Rechilus. But wait a second, neither Rabbi Loza nor Rabbi Nassan in the Gemara in the Iksubas learns that that's what it means. One says it's the source of Moti Shemra, right? Not to say that the woman doesn't have Psulin. And the other one says it's a law for a Dayan, you know, not to be soft on one of ourselves. Where's regular Rechilus come in? He says, Vilu Maraga Bechare, Lo Shemano. Neither Amor Rada says it from there. Anyway, so he goes on to explain that the And perhaps the machlokas are different. Maybe it's not a machlokas in the way we thought it was. But anyway, he raises that kasha. But the conclusion again is that most of the mitzvahs, the most assume that it comes from lo selech racha b'amecha, and it's somehow subsumed under that. And he figures out why it doesn't work according to Ibn Nosson. Fine. So most people accept the position of Rav Elazar. As a matter of fact, the Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlow, in his encyclopedic comment on the Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadi Gaon, so in Kehilat Gimel, that's the Onshin, he calls it the Onshin. So here it is. In Parsha Lamed, Lamed Al Mabez, it's the Motzi Diba Lenos, he mentions, he says the reason why lahachi lufia nira de lahachi not to rover rishonim liika kabbalezer gabri of nosim mishum der belezer who married the gemara tzaymer of nosim amora. Guess what? The belezer is a bigger amora. The belezer of vados is quoted much more frequently of nosim. So that's it. Okay, the ain kamokal harzei yosef. That's what I'm talking about. That's why they prefer a belezer. So it comes out that according to some, we don't have the pasuk and our sedra being accepted as the source. What's interesting is, it's so not accepted, at least it's very interesting. The Chofetz Chaim, in the first section of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, goes through all of the Isurim that a person can violate by means of Lashon Hara. It's scary. It's this number of Lavin, and this number of Aseis, and this number of Orers. You know, the Chofetz Chaim has a whole list of all the different things you violate through speaking Lashon Hara. That's the introduction, that's the psicha, actually in the introductory section of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. You can end up violating so many different Yisurin. So it says, it's also Elchacha Mecha, and this has all the whole list of all the Lavin and all the other things that a person violates. I forgot, I thought he summarized at the end. One second. All right. Anyway, whatever it is, and all the Arurin. So you have all these terrible things that a person violates. He doesn't mention Mishmartim Kol Davarot. Interesting. Because Chaim, when he lists of all the other things that do Lashon Hara, he doesn't mention Mishmartim Kol Davarot. However, in his other Sefer on Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon, he does mention it. Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Beis, Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Beis, in Paragimel, in the Hara, he writes as follows. He says, he goes to different places where we find Lashon Hara in the Torah. Rishon L'chol Ma'aseh D'Nochash, the snake, you know, spoke Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that all the terrible things that happened. And Parshas V'Yetzer, this happened. And the Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, they spoke Lashon Hara about Kli Yisrael, all the different places. And he says, with Parshas, Kisei Tzelem L'chom Alevechem Nishmartim Mikol Dovara, L'omru Chazal Dovara Dibura. So there in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, he does mention this drasha. Okay, so we could say, look, you know, are we left with the source? Covering our parsha, could be it's just a sheet of Rav Nosson, and maybe it's not acceptable by the Rambam, but others wonder why the Rambam didn't accept it, so at different answers. But Lamaisa, there is this other drasha of Nishmartami called Dovaros. I just want to end up by reading a very, very fascinating and, I think, instructive piece. Really a good musar and a good pshat from the Ramesh Chochma, the Meir Simcha, on our parsha.
Anytime we come to Ramesh Chochma,
everything does is great. It's really unbelievable. And I work some chutzpah too. Everything is good. It's very nice. So he says on our parsha here, Parak Luchos Perkov Gimel Pasukim, Vishmartam Mikol Davara. He starts off by saying Lo Rochok Lomar. Not far-fetched to say, if he thinks it's right. Shakavonos haposuk shelo legalos mistoren shel milchama. Don't give away the secrets of war, right? But shelo esaper orcham rimu shumish. Don't come back from the battlefield. Tell what's going on, right? Mizeh yeyusho aniach l'shum adam lotzeis min amachane. Fly not to them and leave the camp during the war. Shemi asigu sonehem. You know the enemy will capture you and they'll try and beat the information out of you, right? You're just supposed to tell your name, rank, and cell number, right? And that's what comes from. You know, there'll be trouble from this. When When it says Nishmarta, what's it talking about? How do we start? He says He says the kol davar dibura, and that's a zeh lashon hara. The kavano amasher kasamnu. That's the sefri that I showed you before. That's why the next pasuk, beautiful. The next pasuk, who's allowed out of the camp? Just the next pasuk. Guys, I have no choice. But don't let anybody else out of the camp, because they might get captured by the enemy and they'll find information from him and so on.
He predicted the CIA.
Exactly. He quotes the Shalmi Peya that we saw. Azhar lost the army 9. The Shmarta called the Barah. Tani, and by the way, I forgot to mention before, but if you look on in the Yerushalmi, in the next, I meant to quote before, but in the continuation of that Sugi in the Yerushalmi, it says that David HaMelech lamented, the Gemara says that in David HaMelech, we read the Sukkim inside, because it fits in the Meshachach, of course, and it fits in perfectly. The Gemara says that in the time of David HaMelech, there were many great tzaddikim in battle, but sometimes he lost in the battlefield. Now, there's a whole discussion on the page, not for us now, exactly what, you know, what battles we're talking about and so on, but where's it? David HaMelech said, Omer of Abba Bar Kahana, Doros of David Kulan Tzadikim are you? Vayidei Shehoyo Lehem Dilturin are you? Yotz Mechomer Nofwin. And who should David Omer Nafshi Misok Levoyim Eshkev Elohatim Nafshi Misok Levoyim Zadner Vamosa Shu Levoyim Vatora Eshkev Elohatim Lohatim Zed Doig Vachitov Shu Lutin Achalos Nara. So the David HaMelech lost in the battlefield. Again, there's a whole question of which is the battle with the Novi or Akhani, whatever different opinions are not our topic. But that's what Meshach Chochma refers to. And listen, he says, Mamish is a punch on the whole Shia, something I never thought about before until you saw this Meshach Chochma. Ha'inyan t'yei shnei lavin le'rishalmi al shnei sugos loshon hara. He says, guess what? Say sugos, both sugos right. There's Nishmartim called Dovaro, that's a proper drosha, and Loserech Racha Lamecha. Maybe there's no machlokas. There's actually two different types of Loshon Hara. Listen to what he says. Echor al Loshon Hara besoch b'nei Yisrael atzmon. Right? One drosha is Jews amongst themselves. Talking Loshon Hara. Mizeh lezeh, vizeh Loserech Racha b'amecha. Beautiful. It says in Kedosh, Loserech Racha b'amecha. Don't go among fellow Jews. B'am b'nei Yisrael. Hasheni lost the army chutz to machane Yisrael. The other drush is not to speak lost the army. The other is to guard chutz to machane Yisrael. Vizep shat hamikra ki seitzei machane alaydecha. Vishmartri kol davarosh shalol legalos mitzvah. Kol shkasavnu. Dalzeh, by the way, bo shnei kaparos. There are two different atonements. Ha'echad ketoris al lost the army shem b'seiser. Because you know ketoris is one thing. The ketoris does it takes care of lost the army. That's that's the Lashon Hara among Jews, and that's Lashon Hara Shebetoch Machane Yisrael, Shebezeh Yesh Abak Lashon Hara Shehenah Mitzvah Chol Yom. Okay? Omnam Kitar Shalishnai Vilishnim, who are Lashon Hara Shebechutza Machane Yisrael Shalom, no do Yisrael, Bitu Hashem. No Jew knows about it, right? They don't know what I spoke with the guy about. You need both of them. Al Shtei Abadim is, inside. Zep Panachas Bashan, that's the Kitar Shem Kippur. I'm wild. That's the Lashon Hara Jews among other Jews. And he says, Bezehai goes further, because it's not just Lashon Hara that you're going to tell the secrets of war. But tell people things, eventually they'll use it against you. I think that's what he means. Right? You tell the people who are not so fond of Jews something, and eventually they'll be in the paper, eventually the man is a power. He says, Bezehai Yasibus HaGolos from Mitzrayim, Kemosha Amor Achei Nod HaDover. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu, killed the Mitzri, killed the, and it was Jews, and someone ratted him in to Paro. they said Lashon Hara about him, right? The Sibas Golosh of Bavel or Shneir Kamosh Amar Kamsabar Kamsachar. It was also reporting to the, to the Goyim, right? Who made the Chil Hashem, Achamar, and so on and so forth. So therefore, that's the Meshach Chochma. I think it means, it was one thing, Yisrael Lashon Hara, Jews is bad enough. But the Jews, airing dirty laundry in public and talking about what other Jews did to others, that's a different form of Lashon Hara. That, according to the Meshach Chochma, is what our Pasuk talks about, Nishmar to be called Davara. He extends it, I think he means to extend it beyond the battlefield, beyond in a war, not to spill secrets. Sometimes it's better not to, not to say anything bad. You say something bad, so it's, it's Lashon Hara. I just want to end with a story that somebody told me very recently. It's about Eretz Yisrael. Because we know that's the Meragim. The Chavetz Chaim makes the point. The Meragim spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. And, whatever you say, it could come back to haunt you later. The Jews said this, and then they're going to say, you yourself said this, So, There's a fellow, some of you know him, Yale Butler, lives in the neighborhood, and he told me a story that he went to Eretz Yisrael in the midnight, as a bocher, as a 15 or 16 year old, something like that, in the mid-60s, before the Six-Day War, he went to visit Eretz Yisrael. Now, he grew up in Pittsburgh. So people weren't traveling to Eretz Yisrael at that time like today. You know, people go for a few days, you know, to Eretz Yisrael. In those days, they went to Eretz Yisrael, it was a big thing, especially out of town. So he said, lo and behold, it made the 6:30 news. Local youth travels to Israel. It was like a big thing. So he was interviewed on the radio, so TV rather. So he said that his rabbi called him in and told him a story. He said that one time the rabbi of Rizhin, not Rizhin, Rizhin, the Rizhin rabbi, visited Divrei Chaim of Sanz. I told sorry to people. They visited the Rav Chaim of Sanz, and Rav Chaim of Sanz had two bottles of wine on the table. He had a bottle of wine from Europe, a regular bottle of wine, and a bottle of wine from Eretz Yisrael. Somehow, which is a special thing in those days. It wasn't so easy to get in Sanz, you know, wine from Eretz Yisrael. And the Regina poured himself only from the European wine. And it wasn't sweet or whatever else. So the Rechaim here said, how come your Dafka took the other? He said, I don't care for wine particularly, one way or the other. I'm not a connoisseur, I don't really like wine. I didn't want to drink the wine from Eretz Yisrael and then maybe make a face or say, oh, this wine doesn't taste any good. Because that's what the Meraglim did. They had bad things to say about Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. So the rabbi told this bachur when he comes back from Eretz Yisrael, make sure everything's great, things are good next to Bachur. Right? That's the worst thing. If we're going to say bad things, you know, about it, and it's politically significant, I think, you know, we'll say bad things, so they'll turn around. What do you mean? Your own leaders said this. Your own people said this. That's the Meshach Chochma. So we have a different aspect of Mishmar, we call Davara, a different type of Lashon Hara based on this analysis.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
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 One can actually talk about himself.